But anyway, one of my favorite stories I'm going to read, because it's about a father, okay? And I'm going to be, I was going to say singing. I don't think I'm going to sing this, Dawn. You wouldn't like it. Genesis 22:2-18. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee. And Abraham's going, oh my goodness, okay. Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went into the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of the son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Rapha. And he said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called upon Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn with the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in the blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall process the gate of his enemies, and in that seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. A lot of things are going on in my head right now. I cannot imagine God telling me to take Kimmy up there and go make a burnt sacrifice. I mean, can you really? I mean, because God told him. Abraham had heard God's voice a lot, and he told him, this is what I want you to do. And so he did it without hesitation, because he obeyed and respect God. God knew that Abraham was going to do it, okay? But he wanted to see if he would do it with a blessed heart. And I mean, without any questions, Abraham looked and said, so today's your day, boy. I'm going to stick you on that fire. I mean, can't you imagine what the son was going through? My dad loves me, but he's going to burn me. You know, and there's so many things that I question in this whole thing. The bottom line is, Abraham obeyed God, and he was going to be blessed for the rest of his life. I mean, he did what God told him to do. He heard his voice so clear that I'm going to take my donkeys, I'm going to take these servants, I'm going to leave them here, and I'm going to go praise God and give him the sacrifice, which will be my son. I mean, that's what God did for us. He took his only son and sacrificed without hesitation. Without thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'm going to make a mistake here. He did this deliberately so we would have eternal life. We would have eternal life. I mean, can you imagine? We're not ever going to die. Our souls are going to go to heaven, and we have eternal life, for which God has made mansions in the sky, in heaven for us, not the sky. always think of Sky and Kevin together. I don't know why. I always looked up and thought Kevin could be, I don't know. So if we obey God, now take it, this was Old Testament, okay? Jesus has not died for our sins yet. Thank goodness we don't have to put our children up and sacrifice them, okay? Thank goodness so that we can hear God's voice and obey Him. If we obey God, He will bless us. Now the thing here is making sure that you know how to hear God's voice. You know, by the time we get up and get started to go to work, do laundry, clean house, do your babies, take care of people, whatever, the enemy is right there trying to mess you up so you will not be able to give the gospel to people. Trying to mess you up to have a bad day so you will think more about yourself than somebody else. Trying to mess you up to bring you down so your voice won't be heard. So when you're out with other people, you're down, you're frustrated, and hey, maybe God didn't even love me. I mean, it gets to that point with me sometimes. I hate to say that I've been a Christian so long, and God has blessed me so many times over and over and over again, and yet I will come up and listen to the enemy and think, you know, God just really doesn't care for you. Look at all the people He took away from you. Look at what He's done. Look how your house is falling apart. Look how this is going. God loves me. We can't ever think that God doesn't love us. Okay, things are going to go wrong. God helped me get through those times. And one of those times is now. You know, when things go wrong, that's okay. Because we're going to learn a lesson. We're going to learn why we have to have our disabilities. In this church, more than others, there's a lot of people in here with a lot of disabilities. You know, I have emotional, mental disabilities. Kim has a lot of, autoimmune things going on where she can barely walk. Leanne has her, everybody has something. Kathy with cancer. We're all fighting a battle. But the battle is victorious. Your battle is victorious. We have won the fight because Jesus did it all. Do you see what I'm getting at? Jesus has done it all. Jesus has stood right where you are in your suffering and your pain today, in your agony, in your grieving, in the things that are going wrong in your life. Jesus has stood right there, and Jesus will come rescue you. Jesus is always there. He's by your side. That's why we need to focus more on God and not the situations that are going around on us. Listen, I need this every day because I do it every day. You can ask me. I'm like, okay, Kim, let's pray. We've got to get our focus back on God here. Because it's real easy to get in on a situation. You know, when somebody dies or something happens or grandkids are in car wrecks, anything can come and take your focus off just for a split moment. But God has stood where you are. He knows what's going to happen. He knows everything about you. He knows what you're going to do till the day you die and when you're going to go to heaven. That's already assigned. He knows it. He's got a place for you. We will not be married when we go to heaven. Some of us, that would be so ridiculous to be married 5 or 6 times to somebody. Who am I supposed to be with? God? That would go. No, I'm kidding. We're not like that in here. But we will not. Jesus is coming back for His bride. That's us. That's us. That's the church body. That's this church body. This church can go places. But we got to keep our focus on God. And if, you know, maybe I shouldn't do Sunday school anymore. Because, I mean, I go lesson to lesson to lesson. And I know God loves me. I know that He loves Kim. I know that He sees everything we go through. I know that He knew about David dying. I know He took my parents. I know about my sisters and my sister now made up. God knows all of that. And He's going, why are you focusing on all the negative things? I've got you, Priscilla. I've got you. So why can't we grab a hold? Maybe I'm the only one. But I've got you. I have got you. So whatever you're going through, and if you feel downhearted sometimes, if you feel frustrated, and you know what else is bad? If you get way up high because things are going so good. You know, everything's going good. Money's coming in. Oh, we're getting a new car. Or we're, you know, we're getting a new house, or we're doing this, or we're getting a promotion at work. Sometimes it can be too good of stuff, because then we're thinking more of, well, you know, look at what I did. So there's got to be a balance in our lives. And I think Bartimaeus is our balance. Let's say Bartimaeus is my balance. Bartimaeus is my balance. This body is our balance in life. We're here to encourage. I want to encourage each of you that God loves you so much. You have special talents. You have special things that God can use in your life and a special purpose. It's not just Pastor Thacker. It's not just him. He has to have a body to teach, right? And we're here for him to do that. God gives him messages, personal messages to give to you. So when you hear him, it's God talking to you. That's personal. So let's just refocus everything and know that God's got everything. He's got the deaths in your life. He's got the finances in your life. He's got the babies in your life. I get to see Leslie today. She's pregnant. I don't know if her boyfriend's coming or whatever. But, you know, family is where it's at too. God wants us to have good family. And, you know, there's a lot of families out there that don't even like each other. But that's important to God, family. That's how he made us, to have family, to multiply and have family. So let's remember all these things and have a productive week. And ask God what it is that I can do to make someone else's life better. It doesn't have to be money. Maybe you just need to go tell them something God told you. Maybe you just go pray for them. Whatever it is, be there for them. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Abraham. In his obedience, what a special father. I cannot imagine loving you that much that he would give his son to you. Father, thank you for that ram that was in the thicket there that was his sacrifice instead of his son. Thank you, God, that Isaac probably just didn't understand but still loved his dad anyway. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us that we have eternal life and that you've been where we are right now. Please help us to focus on you. Please station your angels around this building to watch over us. Thank you for all the praise reports, Lord. There should be so many more. Father, we give, like Kimmy said, all the prayer requests to be laid at your feet, and you just answer them according to your will and purpose and plan. Thank you that we are still living, that we are up here today in your church body, and we want to learn more and more from you. Thank you for the pastor. Thank you for Don with the music. Father, may we just worship you right now and give this time to you as holy ground at 6929 Day Street. We love you and give this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.